Hello?
Hi, Osage. Good afternoon. This is John Kao with Local Splash. I got a notice from Joyce that you asked me to give you a call.
Yeah. Hi, John.
So first and foremost, I saw some of the notes here. You know, obviously, I want to be able to assist as best I can. Let me know what I got to do to assist the situation here.
I don't know, but I remember I told you that when it comes to computer and these things, I don't know how it works. And you did promise me that I'm not going to do nothing, you know. But
right, right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Each time they call me, it's like they want me to do this, go into computer, go into this, press this, do that, open that, download a browser. It's like they're just asking me to do a lot. And this is why this is what I don't want to do, because it's just fucking me, just taking my piece out and stressing me out. Like somebody is trying to make me do what I don't know how to do. So I thought you guys were literally going to take care of this for me, but it looks like somebody is walking me through the process of doing it by myself. Yeah,
and that's what I wanted to be clear on. We will take care of it for you. We just don't have access to one last thing, and that's what I saw in the notes here. There's only one thing that they don't have access to take care of from you, because I noticed we did update your Facebook page, so we did take care of that. We were working on your Google presence. Did you notice that you're already showing up on the first page on some of these searches, like for handyman and handyman services? Did you notice that you're already on, like, you're like the number third or fourth listing now?
How do I know? I don't know.
Oh, all you have to do is look on Google. If you go handyman services near me, you'll notice you're like the number three or four now. It's actually, we moved you up a lot quicker than I thought.
Yeah, but they're asking me to do too much, and I don't know what they want me to do. Or I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know computer.
Right. So all I was going to ask, and again, don't get me wrong, like I want to make sure everything is cleanly taken care of, and that's what I'm calling the check-ins for. So what I was going to ask them to do, because I know you and I talked about it, and you're like, you told me, I want the machine to work behind the scenes, and I want to start receiving like inbound traffic calls and things like that to make sure we're all making money. I remember you talked about the jet, right? I still want to be invited on the jet.
On the jet? What's on the jet?
You said you were going to invite me on your jet when we become millionaires together. You don't remember that?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I remember.
So that's what I was saying. I know you're a man who works to get the job done, and you want to be getting the job done. You don't want to be the computer man, and I get that. So here's what we were asking, if you're okay with that. There's just one last thing you need to get a login to, and then once you get logged in, we'll be able to help from there. We just, because we have a partnership with Google, we just need your written consent that we can help with your Google business profile. Do you follow me so far?
Yes, but I don't know what they want me to do. I don't know how to do it. That is the problem.
Right. Do you mind? I mean, I'll stay on the phone with you as long as I have to. It's not something that's meant to be too challenging. I was going to just send you an email to your email or to your cell phone, whichever you prefer, while we're talking. And it's just one thing you check off, and then you sign as Osage Ehigie. And then once you have that provided, we'll be able to log in to your Google business profile and request access, and then that's it. I assure you, I was checking in with the team, and I said, if I can help him walk him through this, will you need anything else to make sure his account is properly managed? And they said, no, we already have Facebook. We already are optimizing for him. We just need that one last access, so that way we can make sure his Google listing is perfect. So that's all they were asking for, is one last thing. And I know sometimes it seems like it just keeps going on and on. And again, my apologies for that. I know. And you've done a great job. I will tell the team this. if you're okay with this, I'll say moving forward, if you need to reach out to Osage, I'll reach out to Osage. Is that okay with you that I start reaching out to you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'll put that in the notes just so that way, if there's anything imperative, but for the most part, as long as things are working and you're getting the phone calls and things like that, and if you have questions, of course, you can also send a text or give me a call and say, hey, John, I have a question. You have our number. All you have to do is send a text message. Just make sure you say John Kyle. Hey, John Kyle, I have a question. Call me back. And then that way I'll be able to call you back. Otherwise, I don't see the text messages anymore. Okay. Normally the text messages goes to the account management team. So if ever you have a question, just text, hey, John Kyle, give me a call and I'll be there. I mean, like I said, I don't ever want you to think for a second that all the things that we talked about were things that I wasn't trying to fulfill. You know, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, but I actually wish there is another way you guys can do this, because I don't know. They asking me, did you see this? Did you see it on the left hand side? Did you see three dots? Did you see that? Those things, those just stress me out. Did you see three
dots? Yeah.
Go to open another browser. I don't know what is another browser.
No worries. So do you mind, again, I'm going to send you an email that says, like, welcome to Local Splash. Here's your initial invoice. Do you mind if I send you that email? Will you be able to open that up if I send that to you?
Okay, yes, yes.
Okay, give me 1 second here.
All right.
Let me make sure I send the right one here.
Okay.
Are you on your computer or your cell phone would be better?
Yeah, I have my computer. I don't know how to get to the email site. Just my email.
Okay, right now I just sent you a copy of via text message. So let me know if you see that there.
Via text message. Yes, I saw it.
Okay, if you open that up, you should be able to open up the initial terms and conditions. It goes through everything we've already talked about. And then there are two check boxes at the bottom. You check off saying you did read things and everything is lining up. You'll see the $249 every month. Everything is lining up exactly what we talked about. And then you sign it as Osage Ihigie. And then there's one more email I'll send you.
But I thought we already did this. When I signed up with you, we already did this and I paid the first module. So why is this coming up?
Oh, yes, you already paid for it. This is not a payment. This is just to confirm that you, it's to make sure you give us consent to access your Google Business Profile. That's basically what's included in this.
No, it's like, no, this looks like consent to access my account, my bank account. I certified
that I'm
the holder of the signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. Yeah, when I see that, that is very, very, like, discomforting, because so far I have not seen, like, any services and like giving consent for my credit card again when I have
sorry for any confusion there. It's like when we spoke over the phone, we've already talked about that. You already gave me consent over the phone for your credit card payment. So that's already taken care of. This doesn't change anything that we talked about over the phone. This is just a reconfirmation of everything we discussed over the phone. I promise you that. This is not anything different from what we talked about over the phone. The only thing that we need it for is so that way we can access your Google Business Profile. We're not going to access your bank account. I want to be clear on that. We have no access to your bank account. We will never have access to your bank account. Your credit card authorization is strictly based on your consent that you gave me over the phone. Remember, that was a recorded portion of the call when we spoke. And the way that works is that if you want to cancel at any time, I want to let you know this too, Osage, you can cancel at any time just by giving us a call. Like if you wanted to cancel right now, Osage, you can tell me, John, cancel right now. And I'll respect that decision. Again, I know that that's not what you want to do. I just know that if it frustrates you too much, that's something that you feel you may have to do. And I understand that. But what I want you to rest assured, I mean, again, you have my information. My reputation is too strong. Our company's reputation is too strong to jeopardize that by doing anything fishy with your account.
All right. Gotcha. I'm just going to go ahead and let's do this. I already click it now. So what do I do next? I click it, the two boxes. I check the two boxes.
And then just sign as Osage Ehigie, and then
there is no
I should get notice on my end.
There is no place for me to sign.
At the bottom?
The page is not moving. The screen... Yeah, the screen is not moving. By signing my e-signature, I affirm that, yes, I checked the two boxes, but there is no place for me to sign. The screen is not moving. Signature. Oh, boy. Confirm signature, but the screen is just stuck there. Yeah. Probably because I'm doing it on the phone. Yeah.
Do you want me to send it to you, try to send it to you via email?
Yeah. No, I think probably because I'm doing it on the phone. I have my laptop in front of me, but I don't know what to do. So
I'll try to send it to you via email. Give me one second here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I just sent it via email this time. Let me know if you see that.
Okay.
It'll say local splash initial invoice and hi, hello Osage, thank you for choosing local splash. You should have that via email shortly.
Did you send it to info or Mr. K? I'm still waiting.
On my end, let me see when it got sent. Okay, it just got sent out like probably 2 seconds ago, so you'll probably see it shortly.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to let you know, I really appreciate you being patient through this because I know sometimes it can be frustrating.
I appreciate you guys too. It's just that from my own end, I don't know what to do. You see that most times that they call me, see that I'm busy. Yeah, like that's always the case. I don't have time to like work.
Yeah, you're always a man in the field. I know.
Yeah.
I remember. We talk a lot. It's not easy to own a jet someday, right? Like you can't do that from sitting on your hands.
I'm always on the move, always working. If I'm not working, I'm driving to work or driving to another job and I cannot just open my phone and begin to work with them. And even when I want to work with them, even when I have like few minutes to work with them, I don't know what to do. So it just becomes stressful. Yeah. I'm not waiting for the email.
Check info and check your, it might be in your junk email on your info email just because sometimes it does go there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. You said junk mail?
It might be. It's your local. If you just search for local splash, it might come up. If you can search in your email for local splash.
Yeah, how do I search for email? How do I search for that? How do I search for email in my. Okay, local splash is here now.
Okay, nice.
It said local. Click here to accept subscription. Terms.
Right.
Subscription terms. Should I click
there? That's the same thing you'll see on from your cell phone. It's basically the same thing, but on your computer now.
Okay. I checked the two boxes. still the same thing. The page is not moving. For me to see, the last thing I'm seeing on the page says it appears below and click confirm signature. Right there, the thing is just stopped.
Okay, on your keyboard, can you press tab on your keyboard? If you press tab, it might be able to move it down.
On my phone?
On your keyboard. You said if you check out on your, you opened it up on your computer, right?
I don't know how to open it up on my computer.
Oh, yeah. Open it up from your email. That's what I was saying. Check your email from your computer, and then you should be able to see it.
I don't know that. How do I do that? That is what I'm talking about. How do I check my email on my computer?
Oh, like your email, the info at ekiosandmrk.com. Do you have access to that on your computer?
Okay. This is the problem. I have my computer in front of me. What do I need to do to, like, I don't know all that. That's the problem. The only place I can check my email comfortably is on my phone. But how to do it on my computer?
Oh, okay. How about this? Do you have another email address you want me to send it to?
Yes.
Maybe that'll be easier.
Yeah, I have another email.
Okay, what's another email address and I can send it to that one?
Can I test it to this number that we're talking on?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no, the 877 number. Let me send that to you real quickly. I'm just going to say, hi, Osage. You can text to this number, John Kyle. There, I just sent you a text from the 877 number, so you can just send a text there and I'll get it.
Okay. Yeah. That's my other email.
All right, let me see here. Okay, great. Broskmrk@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to update your email real quickly. I'm going to save both email addresses just so that way whichever one you want emails to in the future. Do you want emails to this one? Is it easier for you to access the Gmail one?
No. I think for the purpose, because it's business, I would say let's do everything on my business business email, which is the info.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just for the purpose of resending an email, I'll put this one in, and then I'll change it back to the other one, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second here. Okay, I just triggered the email to go to broskaymrk@gmail.com. Let's see if that goes through.
Okay, want me to check my email?
Your Gmail this time, correct.
Thank you. Okay. Okay.
Okay, I do see it went through just barely now, so you should have it shortly.
Okay.
Now, are you taking Monday off like a lot of people are, or are you the man who even works on Memorial Day?
I work any day.
True man, right there. That's why you're going to be making millions one day. You work even on days that everyone else is doing a barbecue.
Okay, I have it now.
Okay. Let me know if it's easier to open on your Gmail, and then maybe that'll work out.
Oh, boy. I think it's a lot. Please click here. Oh, boy. No way. I can't see those two boxes that I checked. I can't see them here.
You opened it up from your laptop?
No, from my phone.
Oh, well, remember, your laptop is probably going to be easier to do it. That's why.
Okay. So how do I?
Because I figure you can access Gmail from your laptop, right?
I don't know, but how do I go there? My laptop is in front of me, connected to the internet.
Okay. Yeah, go to gmail.com.
So like on the top line, I should write gmail.com.
Uh huh.
On the top line of my computer,
like where you do like the web search, gmail.com.
Oh boy. Gmail. Sign in Google account. That's what
Say that again?
Sign in Google account. That's what I'm seeing now.
You want to sign in there. Correct. Sign in. Uh-huh. So you type in that email address that you sent me, and then whatever your password is for that.
Okay. Email or phone number, info. I couldn't find your Google account. Oh boy. Info at Acusa and Visake.com. He said we couldn't find your Google account.
Oh no, you want to do the other one, the broskmrk@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I did that now. It said, enter your password. Okay.
Now that I can't help you with. I'm sure you have a password. Hopefully you remember that one.
Yeah. Okay. It's a two-step verification.
They always do that, so that have them text your cell phone, and then you'll get a code.
As you said, yes, it is me. Okay. I just did that. Okay, now my Google page is, no, my Gmail account is open.
Great. So you should see the one that we just sent from Local Splash.
I'm not seeing inbox or outbox. I'm just seeing welcome and welcome to my name. I can't see inbox or my any mail. Oh man.
Oh, okay. On the left, so right now you're logged into your Google account, but not your Gmail account, is what you're saying, right?
I don't know, but what I see here is welcome, Ehige Ostaige K. Manage your information and security. Yeah. Home, personal information, data, I don't know, man.
Okay, so that's your account. So on the left, do you see, in the top left-hand corner, what do you see? Do you see Google or do you see Gmail?
I see Google account.
Okay, so do this. At the top of your page, like type in gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Oh boy, it's not. Gmail.com. Sign into Gmail.
There you go. So now you're going to be one step away. Type in that same email address and password, and then you should see your email pop up this time.
Sign into Gmail. No. I'm not saying.
Well, to sign into Gmail, they probably ask you to enter your email address of broskmrk@gmail.com.
They have not. I didn't see nothing like that.
Do you see a button that says sign in?
Sign into Gmail. I click on it. Want to get more information? Sign into Gmail.
What is it asking for? What information?
It says I should sign into Gmail, and I click on it. Want to get more out of Google app to work. Yeah, then. Sign into Gmail. I just did. I click it. It's highlighted, but it's not changing the screen. Yeah. Sign into Gmail.
So when you type in gmail.com, it's telling you sign into Gmail?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, it's open now. I can see that now.
Okay, can you see the email?
Local Splash initial invoice, right? Is that one?
That's one, yep. You're doing real good. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody with... Oh, man. If you're struggling to listen... Oh, my God. An ad. Shit. There's an ad blocking my... I don't know what... An ad just... Oh, okay. To go back. Locus Plus initial invoice. Okay, Locus Plus now. Click here. Please click here to accept the subscription terms, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay, I checked the two boxes now. Yeah. Confirm signature. No, first of all, I said click here and type your name as seen above, right?
Right, that's what you want to do, correct.
As seen above, I can't see the as seen
above. Oh, it's exactly your name, Osage Ehige. It's okay.
Okay.
It's exactly how your name is spelled.
Okay, I just did that. Parfum signature. Oh, connect your Google business profile. Connect with Google. Did I click that? Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Connect with Google. Choose.
Okay, so it's saying connect with your Google. Okay.
Yeah, I just clicked that. It said choose an account to continue to locosplash.com. It says you choose an account. It gave me the option of my Gmail account. Should I take that or I should put the business email?
It gives you two options?
No, it gave me only one option, my regular email, Gmail. Should I click on that?
Yeah, most likely that's going to be the right one because I don't think your info account is the one that's set up to Gmail. So I'm checking with the team right now, but yeah, go ahead and do the initial one.
Yeah, this is the one that was used to open the gym, the whatever. Sign in to locosplash.com so that you click cancel or continue. Hello?
Yeah, so give me 1 second. I'm checking with the team right now.
Okay.
So you said you already clicked connect with your Gmail account, right?
Yeah. Right now, it said that she's signed in to locosplash.com.
Give me 1 second. I'm asking them the same thing right now. Okay, try to log into locosplash.com. I think I can help you there.
Okay. Locosplash wants to access your Google account. Cancel or allow. I should press allow?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, now it says name and address, website, status. Mr. K Handyman Service LLC, Home Improvement Contractor. Okay, so what next?
Let's see, I'll say, okay, he granted.
He said grant access, is two status and two grant access.
Okay, right now, what are you seeing now?
I'm seeing a Locosplash.
A dashboard?
Yeah, dashboard, advanced reporting. And
okay, great. So now you're on the back end of your website. So don't get me wrong, I know you may never use this, but that's what you're logged into right now. You're logged into where you can see a lot of things like the different phone calls that go through. And just to let you know, Osage, if you want someone else on your team to access this, if you ever want to, you can, you know, as long as you share them your information, because the main thing that we wanted to set you up with is that as you get used to this, if you want to, again, you don't have to, but as you get used to this is how you can send someone a text message very quickly or an email very quickly, and then request that they leave you a review on Google. You can do it like through this, but don't get me wrong, you already have your website up and running, and you have your Google profile, so they can still leave a review there. Because remember, you're on. If I look at Handyman in Boston, you're already in the top three right there on the map listing. So that being said, they can always leave you a review right there. So either way, it's going to be fine. Because if you look on your, if you ever look on Google and just look at Handyman Boston, Massachusetts, or Handyman near me, you're going to see Mr. K Handyman Services LLC, and you're right under Best Handyman Boston. So you're like number two on the list right now.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a good start for sure. And, you know, we're going to do more and more for it. On your end, we will also keep records of all the number of phone calls that came through to you, all the phone numbers that came through to you. If you ever want to call us and ask about, hey, did someone just call me? You know, can you tell me what that is? We can tell you all that information if you like. And that's why we were trying to get that set up properly, because now that it's set up properly, we'll be able to access all of it. So I think everything that you need to be done is done. I'm going to check with my team. I know you signed everything you had to. I got verification of that. So thank you so much for that, Osage. But I'll check with my team. I'm going to be your basically associate in this regard, meaning anytime you have a question, I'll do my best to be the one dealing with it directly.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot better for me to work with you. I mean, those obviously people are trying. They are trying, really trying their best. It's just like I just find it very difficult.
I understand, and the reason being is, I think one thing that helps you and I get along as well, like you said, you admitted it, and that's, I appreciate you for saying that. Like, walking through computer like is not very easy. So I used to actually be a trainer for people who didn't know how to use computers. So hopefully it'll help. Whenever we have questions, you and I will find solutions to work through it.
Do you have like this kind of talk time with almost other handymen that you work with, or business like handymen that you work with? Do you have these kind of challenges with like the
sometimes?
Kind of challenges
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not just handymen. It's really any industry. I mean, I've worked with some people who, you know, just based on the fact that they're men in the field like yourself, I mean, working on the computers is not the most pleasurable thing. So sometimes like it requires like very thorough like explanation of like to walk through it. And sometimes like our team is so advanced on computers, like they're more advanced than me, that they forget how to explain things like as thoroughly as they could, you know?
Yeah. Okay,
so
what I'm seeing now, lastly said local slash advanced reporting, said name and address. The first one is Mr. K Handyman Services. Then the second one is Mr. K Handyman Services, LLC, Home Improvement Contractor. Which one should I grant access? Should I grant access to the two or just one of one?
Oh, those are most likely just showing you different accounts. Or it might be showing you different ways we do keywords. So really, again, a lot of those things that you're looking at is sometimes it's beyond my full understanding too. So I will let you know that. I appreciate you for appreciating the fact that sometimes I don't know all the things. But one thing I will let you know is that if ever you want a thorough explanation of every little detail, let me know and I'll do my best to have my team walk me through what's going on that site that you're looking at.
Yeah, because right now I said status not published. The status not published, and it's asking.
Oh, most likely.
Grant access.
Is it status not published? Status not published. Grant access.
I'm gonna send it to you on. Can I send it?
Can you click? Can you click grant access?
Oh, okay. Grant access. Yeah, okay. I want to switch grant access, but I don't know under which of the business. Is it the one, the first one, or the second one? I'm just going to guess. I sent you a picture.
Now, okay, let me grant see. Access.
Location access granted successful. Back to home. Location access granted successfully. Back to home.
Oh, nice. Nice. I think you're doing everything correctly right now. Okay. I think you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing.
Total leads. Oh, this session shows the total number of activities we have collected for your business, which is the sum of following websites. Oh, man. I wanted to go back to that page. I lost it.
I'm gonna let them know, too, that you clicked grant access on a couple things.
Yeah,
and just...
yeah. To the CUSA and Mr. K LLC. Okay. Local lead, zero. Google profile action, zero. So that all that is going to change in the next few days and weeks or what?
Say that one more time. What is it showing you now?
It's showing me said local lead, zero. Google profile actions, zero. Reviews, zero. I said all that is going to change.
Because we didn't have access, we couldn't keep records, so we didn't even know on our ends. Remember, everything you did right now connected everything, so now we can start tracking. That was the one thing we weren't able to track yet.
Okay.
But now we can track it, and we already can track Facebook. So Facebook was already starting to get some traction. I saw, like, there were a few click-throughs and everything's showing up there. But now that you granted us access, and I'll confirm it on my end that you have granted access as much as you needed to, then what our team will do now is start getting to work to make sure we do even more with your Google Business Profile site to make sure it's at its best capabilities.
Because right now it's saying Google Profile is not verified.
And that's something that we'll work on as well if we need to. But I don't think that we need to because you're already on Google, so I don't know if that you'll need any other step on that. I mean, we see you on Google right now, so there's nothing for us to be concerned about of where you're at on Google. You're doing great on Google. We don't want to change that. We want to improve it, but not push it the other way.
Yeah, it said not verified. It said verified now. So I clicked verified now. It said... PIN verification unavailable. Sorry, PIN verification.
Don't do that. I would say don't do that. Okay. Just because I see where you are on these Google listings, if we need you to do that, we'll let you know. But I don't want you to don't add more work on your plate because you did everything that they told me to ask about.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much again for your patience through all this. I will make sure, like I said, I'm going to ask the team, I'm just going to tell the team right now, too.
Okay, thank you so much.
Joy. I'm going to put a special note on your account. Okay, great. And if anything else, Osage, let me know. Right now, we're going to just make sure we can get everything to work for you properly. And then if anything, I'll reach out. But remember, if you need to reach out to me, send a text message. Just make sure to say, hi, John, Kyle, give me a call or something like that, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Osage. Also, I can shoot you an email as well from my email one more time, so that way you have my email address, too.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be very awesome.
Okay, let me do that right now. I'm going to send it to your Gmail account, okay? So,
okay.
Just say local splash John Kyle email.
Okay. John Kyle, K-A-I-L, or how do you spell that?
K-Y-L-E.
Oh, K-Y-L-E, okay.
Please reply to this email with any questions or concerns moving forward.
Oh, boy, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. So I just sent you an email right now from jkyle at localsplash, so that way you can reply whenever you need to, okay?
Yeah.
And then that photo you sent me, if ever you want to send me a photo, that's the best way. Send it via email, not through text message. Sometimes I can't get it on text.
Okay. So personally, what do you suggest I should do on my part now? Like my work, videos of my work and all that, should I be uploading it on Local Splash or on Google? What should I do?
Oh, good question. So photos of your work, I see some of them already on Google, which is good, right? You can do more if you want on Google. I would say on your Facebook, start doing like before and after on Facebook, because Facebook is where a lot of people like to socialize, and that's usually where a lot of people look. Remember, you're running Facebook ads now, so you want to make sure you have some before and after photos on your Facebook.
Okay. And also ask for reviews, right?
When you ask for reviews, it's for Google, yes. You want to keep asking for Google reviews. And if you need some assistance on sending the email or text message for a Google review, just let me know. But other than that, you can just send a link to your, or just say, find, you know, please find me on Google. Just type in, you can say Mr. K Handyman Boston, and I think you'll pop up on Google like that too. So let me see.
Yeah.
Mr. K Handyman Boston.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right there. So yeah, if they type in Mr. K Handyman Boston, you'll be right there with 5-star, 20 reviews. So, and then they just click add a review on the right hand side of the Google page.
Does review has limit, or I can continue to get as much review, 100 review, 20 review, 30 reviews?
Good question. So Google sometimes gets worried if they don't look authentic. So what I would say is limit it to like, 2 to 4 a day, for whatever reason.
2 to 4.
Like if you have, just because Google will get, feel weird if they see like 100 reviews pop up in one day.
No, not in one day. So are you saying I can do like 2 reviews every day?
2 to 4 reviews would be good. And so what Google does though, you want to make sure that they're people you service or at least different addresses, because Google will verify usually. Just because you asked the question, I didn't know if it was like a way to boost it. If they're authentic reviews, absolutely. Just make sure that they go there and you can add as many as you need to. I mean, some of our clients do like 100 reviews a year, easy. So, you know, that's very common.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. You have all my contact information now. So again, don't forget to reach out via email or text message whenever you need me, okay?
You are awesome. Thank you so much, brother.
Hey. Thanks, Osage. You have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the non-dick off, because you'll be working on Monday too, because you're a true man.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
All right. You have a great one now.
All right,
bye-bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.